Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk about a mystery, a Halloween mystery, perhaps, if you will. The Wraith of Lake Chelan, or the Phantasm of Lake Chelan. From the earliest settlement of this section, it has been known that the Indians have a serious dread of Lake Chelan. The Indians have a legend that runs something like this. A long time ago, a young Indian from the Sound came over through the passes and down the lake to steal a squaw girl. He succeeded in taking her from her home, all right. But as they were returning up the lake on a raft, a great fish, or monster, took them off the raft and swallowed them both. Now comes a story from Stehekin in a letter from Mr. Cox, which is calculated to awaken interest in the Indian legend, if nothing else. Mr. Cox says, Messrs. J.W. Budd, John Waddell, and Sam Campbell, while they were down on the landing at Stehekin, saw a great snake out in the lake. Mr. Budd thought it was 75 feet long. Ben Little says he saw the same thing a few weeks ago, and Captain Shotwell and the engineer of the mail steamer have twice seen the same thing, but did not like to talk about it, as it seemed like a fish story. Mr. Cox further says, I myself did not see it, and I am inclined to think that it was probably not so large as they thought. But everyone knows how a fish story is, always a pretty strong story. There you have it. Was it a hoax manufactured out of wind and bolstered by witnesses, all out for a harmless joke and bit of fun? Or did these gentlemen really see a monster of the deep in Lake Chelan? And then, from the Chelan Leader in 1916 comes this juicy mystery. Miss Ethel Sims arrived in Chelan Monday, January 3rd, to teach general science, art, and music. She selected a boarding place and appeared at school Tuesday morning, presumably to start teaching. About an hour later, she disappeared and boarded an outgoing stage for the depot. She has not been seen since. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.